During these extraordinary times, are you seeking friends and collaborators, like-minded, brilliant, beautiful souls who want to be a part of creating the new earth? Here is the answer. Welcome to Soul Search. Soul Search is the high-frequency global online destination for spirituality and consciousness. This is a multidimensional community for spiritual seekers, healers, teachers, and guides for the global awakening. With Soul Search, the spiritual seeker can easily search for and connect with healing modalities, spiritual teachings, practices, and practitioners. Within the Soul Search community, you can join groups or take courses for your spiritual journey. With Soul Search, you are part of an inclusive, growing global community for consciousness. For spiritually conscious practitioners, Soul Search connects you to a global audience seeking your services. Post client reviews, articles, videos, photos, and audio. You can create secure and private online communities for your groups and clients. Be a part of an awakening community for spirituality where you can collaborate and connect with practitioners and seekers. Whether you are a spiritual seeker, healer, or just curious, join soulsearch.io today. Lori Wheeler. Lori is actually an incredible healer. She is the owner of Wellness Within. She is a transformational holistic practitioner of over 25 years, trained in homeopathy and soul regression hypnotherapy. She works as an energy receptor and translator, which entails medical intuition, channeling, speaking light language, and as a shamanic practitioner. She works with codes of light and sacred geometry and transmits, activates, and recalibrates dormant DNA in order to raise the soul's vibration. And I've really had the pleasure of working with Lori. She was doing a retreat in Mount Shasta, and I had the pleasure of being a part of that retreat, which was extremely powerful. Lori conducted an incredible Sirian activation for us at Ascension Rock, which is one of the most powerful vortex spots at Mount Shasta. And it was a huge up level for me, a lot of downloads coming in. Her light language is also incredible. She did a whole light language transmission for us there with incredible codes coming through. So she is just, really wonderful healer at all different levels, you know, working with homeopathy, working on the medical intuition side, as well as really just working with souls to help people find your more authentic self and, you know, really find the juice of purposeful living. And her highest mission is to work with the principles of true healing and energy force it seeks to ascend. She's also the author of Oh No, Not Another Learning Experience, A Metamorphosis. So you can find her online. I will put her links in the chat here. And we're really excited to be welcoming Lori today to the Ascension of the Soul Conference. Thanks, Lori.
Thank you. And thank you for that beautiful intro. You always do such a lovely job. I just appreciate that. And thank you all for being here today, for showing up and taking the time to want to uncover more for yourself and help yourself ascend and evolve. So my topic is our connection, the next frontier of consciousness. And this is a very broad topic. So much can be entailed under this. But this is about building stronger connection for ourselves to that which illuminates and brings us to ascend and evolve. And so, it begins with Source opening our eyes to the light or coming into our light and who we really are. And then it's up to us to begin experience and figure out how to blend that, how to blend our spiritual and our everyday lives, our three-dimensional life, in order to evolve our spirit. So challenges, and we all go through them. I don't care where you are, at what level, who or what. Every single person on this earth has challenges, but the challenges are our opportunities to learn and grow through. And if you can look at it like they actually give us a purpose, they create purpose. So that helps us to understand a little bit better. And it's in a very organized way, believe it or not. So it allows us to step into our soulful blueprint and bring it in to our more humanness. And one way that we can connect is by opening up the third eye. And I know this is not anything that you're not familiar with, but opening the crystals, activating the crystals to bring us into more of an intuitive connection to help us remember. So I'm told through my channeling, through Egyptian deities, Horus and Thoth, that everything, and this is quote, okay, everything that humanity needs right now to know is written in the Sphinx. It's held in the Sphinx, and it's for our growth, our personal power, our technology, all to raise our energy levels to a higher magnitude, amplitude. And so I've journeyed into the Sphinx numerous times and received light and information and coding. And the Sphinx, it actually, it's older than what they say it is. They talk that it's about 12,000 years, but they're really thinking it's more like 22 to 25,000 years old. And I'm not sure if the Sphinx itself or whether they're speaking of these caverns, these tunnels that are underneath, which is kind of what I'm thinking. But it at the feet of the Sphinx, there are hidden tunnels. And so I've never been to Egypt yet, but I am planning a retreat, and I'll tell you about that later. So I did, I've done journeys, and they brought me to the doorway of the Sphinx at the foot. And I know nothing about much about the Sphinx, what it looks like, you know, other than what I've seen in pictures. And they brought me to the doorway, and I thought, wow, there's a doorway. I didn't even know there was a doorway in, but they brought me through, and which leads to the empty caves, and brought all this information forward. Like I said, it carries everything that we need to know in mankind right now. And so it was fascinating. I actually had to Google it when I came out of the journey. And sure enough, there is a doorway in. So I thought that was very cool. And I think the Egyptian authorities are not ready to allow people to go in, but I am working on getting access during the Egyptian retreat to walk in, because it's a necessity that I get in there. I know I'm connected to it. I've had a time, as I'm told, and I've seen. And so it's very important and very powerful. So this, I'd like to bring this illumination out. And one way that we get to access this information is by lowering our brain waves. And one of the brain waves that induces this ability are the alpha and the thetas, and it slows it down so that the mind chatter quiets and that we can access in. But this takes some practice. If you're feeling like you can't do it, or you're going to have difficulty, or whatever your feeling is, you can. We've all do it every single day, waking up and going to sleep. It's the process that we do. So you can do it. And then there's chock-filled information in there. I can't even begin to tell you what can be illuminated for you in these lower frequencies. And so it opens us up to this concept of ascension and the practice and walking through this. And so I got the, you know, more of thinking like, what exactly is ascension for us? And the dictionary says that it's to rise or climb through our evolution. And so we know that we're here right now. We know we're learning right now. This is our classroom, and that we create situations, which then we call karma. But I think, having worked with so many people through regression, that many people feel that karma is bad, and it's not. it might be the happening of karma that's bad, but karma is not meant as a punishment. It's meant as a cause and effect. So when we think that it's like this. So we're driving down the highway and we know we all don't drive at the same speed. Some go fast, some go slower, some cut through lanes, but it's all about our choice. And so in our choice, that's where we create our karma or the choice of others. Okay. And so it's really a cause and effect. What's important to know about it is what we do with something. That's what's important. It's the result of something. So it's how we come through it. So what makes me think of this is 9/11, when there were so many people that were dying rapidly, and there were so many that were coming in to help. They put aside their thought of their own safety and just rushed in to help. And so that's the cause and effect that I'm talking about. So there's two types of experiences, that which empowers you and that which disempowers you. But it's the vehicle to find the truth. And all of it is kept in our DNA in the Akashic records. And actually right now I'm working with a scientist and we're looking at DNA and frequency and what frequencies and what, like crystals and sound and light and all of that, what affects DNA. So we want the science behind it too, because I think people, when they see that, they'll rally more toward this. So it's about our lens and how we see it and our perspective. Perspective is everything, everything. And so, and I know this through doing regression, because it's how you stand and look at something. And as an artist, I know that to be true. If there's light or darkness, you're going to see it very differently. And also about being in alignment with our contract. In other words, when we make a contract, there's all this energy, all these beings are with us while we're making this contract. This is not a haphazard happening. This is very detailed, down to the color of your eyes and how many eyelashes you have and where your freckles are placed on you. So it's important for us to align with our contract. It's what helps us grow and evolve. But we have the opportunity, if we've come in with karma, to change our story, to adjust it, and to see it differently. And so, like I said, it's held in the Akashic records, and also it's held on that 12-strand double helix, our DNA. And so there are ways to work within the DNA, to see the DNA, to be in the DNA energetically. But one aspect of all of this is that humankind needs polarity. Now, I don't know if this is true throughout the universes, but it is definitely true in three dimension that we need the negative to propel us into the positive. It helps to move us, because we can be kind of a lazy populace. Okay. And so, on my website, I and as Tangela mentioned, that I have multi different ways of working to help that energy change and move and help us understand and come into this knowledge so that we can adjust our stories and up level and illuminate who we really are, why we're here. So many people want to know, you know, a fuller extent of why they're here and what's the purpose. We want to make purpose of everything. So what's important here is to be able to see, hear, learn, be clear, experience, clear it, and move on so that we can grow through it. And one very important key is our feelings and our thoughts and our actions and our words, that they all be in alignment to our truth, to help us send out that which we want to send out. So we have to remember that all aspects, feeling, thoughts, and our actions, they're all in alignment, because they're all vibrating together, creating and action and energy. And so I have this little word that's on my desk, and we said it when we were kids, it's abracadabra. And I just love that because I play with my grandchildren with this too. But this is an actual word and it has actual meaning, and I love the meaning. So it's a Latin word, and it means I will create as spoken. And Goddess Sophia, actually, she's the one that brings this information, this strong information about how we're creating and how it's vibing out there for us. So I just always have that to remember that am I in my alignment? So I want to talk for a minute about what's coming up before we do a guided meditation. I have a super, super guided meditation, but I want to talk about if you go to my website and you send me an inquiry and you put in the code Ascension, I have a very powerful meditation that I'd like to send you. It's super powerful. It changes lives, and I've seen it. And then I'd also like to offer a 10% discount on the services that I work in. So if you're at all interested in that and up-leveling, there are some really wonderful ways to do that. I have some retreats coming up. I have a dolphin retreat in Hawaii coming up. I used to live there. I've studied through Holly Makua and Hank Wesselman. And Hank's passed now, and so is Holly Makua, but they have left beautiful information, and I studied with them, so chock filled to help us grow. And then I'm doing a conference in Glastonbury in August, and also then following it up with a retreat. None of this is on my website yet, but I'm working to get all those details together on my website, so it'll show up. And if you send an inquiry, if you're interested, I'll put you in my newsletter and send you out that information. And then in March of 2024, I am doing a retreat to Egypt with Jorge Luis Delgado. We are collaborating. He's an awesome guide. I did a retreat and brought people to Peru. And on the top of my list of the most amazing experiences I've ever had, which is why I bring people on retreats, because I have fabulous experiences. But this one was when three light beings met me at Aramu Maru, the doorway, which is a phenomenal portal. And I felt like I was dematerializing. And they asked me if I wanted to go with them. I declined to stay behind to do my work, but it was intriguing. So anyway, and then I have a bunch of classes coming up. We're going to be doing about Egyptian and deities and Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Yeshua, Jesus, the Sphinx, Horus, Thoth, and so on and so forth. I've got classes coming up on the 12 chakras, which are necessary because they illuminate and bring us to the higher elevation. Like the eighth chakra, which opens up to us, to our soulful potential and self-actualization. So, and then stages of the soul that Hale Makua talked about. So lots coming up this year, but I want to do this real quick intro to energy building. I don't know how much time I have, but I want to do this. So okay, so I'd like you to relax, close your eyes, and breathe in by taking a deep breath in and exhale out, and another deep breath in and exhale out. And as you do, I'd like for you to feel that there's an essence in the room with you of deep peace and relaxation. And follow your breath in and out again. And allow yourself to go deeper with each breath. And imagine at the very top of your head, the crown chakra, you breathe in pure purple spirit energy. And now feel this divine energy as it fills the space between your brows, your third intuitive eye. And now it begins to make its way down to your jaw and relaxes your jaw. and allow it to flow down into your neck and your shoulders and dropping into a comfortable position. And breathe in and out. And now this fills into your chest and your solar plexus and your abdomen. And at the same time, you can feel it flow all the way down each vertebrae and down your spine to the tip of your tailbone. And then down your hips and your legs and your calves and your ankles and out the energy centers at the bottom of your feet. And allow this to go and pass through to Mother Earth, and she'll accept it. And now we're going to use conscious imagination. And this conscious imagination and intuition are like flip sides of the same coin. We begin by imagining us 10 steps going down. And as I count from 10 to 1, I want you to trust that when you reach the bottom, you'll be ready to see your energy body. So 10, relaxing and trusting. And 9, 8, going deeper in. 7, take a long deep breath now, in and out. And go down to 6, and then 5, and 4, and take yourself in deeper with each breath. And now 3, and 2, relaxing on 2, and trusting, and getting quieter. And now down to 1, and now you're at the bottom. And what you see now is your energy body in front of you. And it is illuminated light, but it looks just like you. And on every inhale of breath, I want you to draw the energy of the sun as it illuminates and bring it into your energy body that you see in front of you. Allow it to come in from the sun. And now see it coming in. And draw the light and the energy of your energy body in through your navel. So connecting from the navel of your energy body and bringing it in to your physical body, your navel. And like it's a magnet, allow it to come in. Allow this illuminating light to circulate now all throughout your entire physical body as you are connected. And all this beautiful illuminating light coming from your energy body in through your navel into your physical body. And now I'd like you to imagine your physical body as it begins to lift up and float upward. And just allow it to continue to float upward, up to a place over the earth where we're all connected. And this is a special energy grid that it opens. Has opened for us at this moment to connect through. And this web connects everything. And now allow yourself to be taken higher. Allow yourself to go up, up, up. Keep going. And you'll begin to see yourself in what we call outer space. Out, out amongst the stars. Just feel yourself floating there. And in front of you, you see a long, beautiful, lit, light-filled tunnel. And allow yourself to be drawn in as you travel through it. It is the corridor that has opened to another dimension, outside of the third dimension. And take your time as you watch and observe yourself. As you travel through these dimensions, and as you've made your way through this tunnel, you go outside of the third dimension. And you know, as you're outside of the third dimension, because this is a place of no gravity. In this case, size does matter, because anything outside a thousandth of an inch, too small, is too small to create gravity. So you know you're out there because you're floating. And here You can either create something for your life through thought or words, or make contact with a guide, an interdimensional guide possibly. And you can receive instructions at this moment or some type of information. And this will be transmitted into your consciousness because you are a sensory being and it's transmitted through vibration and it will uplift and expand you. And it reaches into your aura through your electromagnetic receptors in your cellular structure. And this enables you to receive. So I'll pause for a moment before we come back. So now I'll call you back to consciousness by beginning with 10, 9, 8. Feel your body sitting, lying down. 7, 6, 5. Wiggle your feet and your toes and your fingers. 4, 3. Feel yourself sitting or lying, but feel your body coming back in. 2 and 1, you're in full consciousness. And so you can take a moment to just come back in fully. So I want to thank you for being here today and walking through this meditation. There's so much more to be opened, and I have so much information just waiting to come out and share with other people, which is why this year for me is going to be so filled with classes and retreats, because now is the time where people are ready. Although I do hear regarding the Sphinx that there is information that we as mankind are not ready to hear yet, because there are still those that are awakening, and there will be the perfect moment in time when this happens. So this is all part of the grand plan, and be rest assured, it is happening and coming toward us. So I want to thank you all. Be sure to go to the website to check out everything and to put in the code of Ascension so that you can get your free gift. And if you'd like the 10% discount, always remember, keep shining your light. Thank you.
That was beautiful, Lori. I have to give you props. I had a chance to work with Lori and she took me into my past life soul regression. And I remembered a past life where I played all out and it was meant to show me how that felt so I could bring that into this lifetime. And it was so timely as I'm putting on this big event and I needed to embody that energy. So I just want to give you so many props for your work. You're such a powerful conduit of source energy, sister. So
thank you so much.
Definitely, Lori. Thank you so much. And you really are such a powerful conduit and of wisdom, of galactic knowledge, galactic experience, cosmic experience really flows through you in this amazing way. So thank you. I see people, you know, are commenting, incredible. I travel through the universe. Mm-hmm. I love how the sun energy recharges our bodies. Thank you. So intuitive. I can feel it here and now, like discovering it together and individually, cellularly, organically. So people really feeling that. I'd like you to just share a little bit more, because I had the pleasure and honor of being with you in Shasta on retreat. And you did mention you have an upcoming dolphin retreat in Hawaii. What is that about for people who are interested and would like to know more about dolphin and dolphin energy and Hawaii?
Wow, the dolphins. Oh my gosh. Ever since I was really young, I wanted to be an aquatic ballerina. This was my thought in my brain, right? Because, you know, I wanted to live under the water. So what it was I was remembering my time, right? When I was in Lemuria, and I've had other times in other systems where there was water. And so what it is with the dolphins, I always wanted to swim with the dolphins. Well, I've gotten even a greater opportunity. When I lived in Mexico, I worked with the dolphins. So I actually was able to hold the dolphin's head in my hand, in one hand, you know, in the water, and hold the person and the transmission of energy and being a part of hearing what the dolphins share with that particular person. Magnificent. And then there was a point where I was actually walking past the dolphins, and crazy, this dolphin kept jumping out of its container onto the platform. It did it 7 times as I stood there and watched it. And what I heard was there were 2 separate containers, and we were working with these 2 dolphins, but these 2 were not working with us. And the one jumping out kept telling me, I want to work with you like the other dolphins. I mean, I was like, blow my brains. Oh my God. So dolphin energy is amazing. They have so much to share. They're from Sirius B, and they've been here. They've been left or stayed behind along with the whales to bring us information, to see us along. And that's what they're doing. So we're going to do this in Hawaii. We're going to have great experience. We're going to swim with them. I've actually been able to see a baby born. You get to swim through the bubbles. Oh my gosh. It's phenomenal.
Lori, when is
nothing like it, you know?
When is this?
Well, it's I'm thinking maybe April of upcoming year. I'm getting the whole logistics together and seeing who will work with us and who can we connect with the dolphins, you know, because there's a lot of retreats to go swim with them. I want to work with them. I want to bring that opportunity for everybody. So I'm working on it. And plus, Hawaii is very sacred. Having lived there for some years, I know the beings that are there, and plus the interdimensionals that come. So I want to bring this for everybody. So yeah.
Wow. And Tammy is asking, what island do you know yet?
Oh, yeah. So we're definitely going to be on Big Island, but we may go do some puddle jumping over to Kauai also. So yeah, yep. They're all magical. You can't go wrong.
I should talk to Neil about the timing so I can do both.
I know, huh? Lori, do you communicate with the dolphins? Do you like actually have like telepathic communication?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this is the thing about being a receptor. I can put my hands on probably anything that I've ever tried, and I can receive information. It's wow. Just the openness. Oof. But I had to forego my actual intellectual brain. So my memory is very poor, which is why I use notes to keep me on track. But my intuitive skill is, you know, open. So
that's going to be amazing when you go to Egypt, touching the rocks. Imagine what kind of experiences you're going to get. Wow.
Oh my gosh. I can't wait. I'm so excited. And how it's very interconnected with Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Yeshua, the Egyptian deities. It's all so connected. I can't even tell you how right at this moment, but it is super connected. And we need to know this now for ascension purposes. So.
Mm. And I loved how you're talking about all of this information that's available to all of us from in the space. So I'm really excited to see what unfolds from you with all of this information coming through from the Egyptian deities, and specifically the Sphinx as this font of knowledge, which you say is held there.
Well, and this is why I'm going to do the classes this year, because it's sort of the lead up. And even if you don't want to go on retreat, it's going to be chock filled. We are going to go everywhere and do all kinds of things in this and learn so much. But it's the precursor to actually going. So, and Jorge is going to be awesome for Egypt. Such a beautiful man to work with. So I'm excited.
Sounds incredible. Everyone is converging in Egypt to this coming.
Yeah, it's happening. So. Mm-hmm. And Lori, I don't know if you know, but the Glastonbury conference is our conference, that one you're going to be at.
I know. Yeah, I'm so excited.
And then we have you at the Dolphins and Whales 2-day online conference on February 19th as well. So I'm excited for that. Yeah.
Yes. And I think there's a Lemuria one too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's a 2-day Lemuria conference in 13 months from now.
Sounds good. Sounds really good. I'm looking forward to all of it.
Yeah. Wow. Me too. We're excited for you being with us, Lori. Thank you for taking us on this journey together with you today. It was very, very powerful. And just, you know, for your interdimensional connections that you bring through for all of us, which is amazing.
So one thing I just want to share, when we were up in Mount Shasta, I got to meet this being. He's the gatekeeper for the Lemurians up there in Telos, okay, which is the crystalline city, okay, of Mount Shasta. And that comes from Lemuria. There were the Lemurians that moved over, and they were the Mu, actually. And so this is all connected to Polynesia, Hawaii. I mean, the connection again. But one thing they did tell me, and this just validated so much, I call him Mr. G because I couldn't really say his name. So I just call Mr. G now. He said to me, the gatekeeper, he said to me that we are shifting our way of receiving and thinking. And one of way that's happening is in our food. Our how we connect to our food is going to change greatly. We are going to begin to think more that we are one with our food, like everything else, this unity. But we don't think that way. You know, like when you sit down to eat a meal, you don't stop to think like you're one with this food, but there's light in your food. And so we need to eat food that's filled with light and not dead, because think about it, it's filling your body with light. So he said, there are people that are being trained now. The Lemurians are training them. And then they are going to come out into the world and train others more how to think in this purposeful way for our food. Then we're not going to have such health issues the way we have so much health issue bodily wise, you know. So yeah, just wanted to share that, popped in.
Thank you for sharing that. Amazing. And looking forward to seeing what unfolds, what that all means. But you always bring such incredible channeling information just from all of these different dimensions. And it's really powerful. So just like all of our presenters today, you can find Lori on Soul Search and at her website, wellnesswithin.net, which we have put in the chat. And as we mentioned, she's an incredible multidimensional healer, channel, medical intuitive, and homeopath. So thank you, Lori.
Thank you,
Lori.
Pleasure. Thank you all.
Thank you so much for tuning into this podcast. This is Neil, founder of Portal to Ascension, and just closing out this podcast here and letting you know that what you're experiencing are all types of presentations that we have on Portal to Ascension. Such a wide variety, different audio clips from conferences that we do, and then other interviews that we have also on our YouTube. And I want to take this moment here at the end and just talk to you about a few upcoming things with Portal to Ascension. We're really excited because 2023... we're really blasting off, and we have a few conferences. We have Portal to Ascension San Diego, April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. We have Portal to Ascension Glastonbury in the UK. Hope to see some of you there. That's August 11th, 12th, and 13th of next year, and then, or 2023 if you're listening to it now. And then we're also taking a tour of people to Egypt, guys, and we're going to go from September 7th. We're going to have the Hertex with us, JJ and Desiree Hertex, like you might have experienced on our channel. Joan of Angels is going to be with us, and also Alan Steinfeld. And actually, I have Joan of Angels here with me right now, so I'm going to just hand it over to her and get your input, Joan, on what we're going to be experiencing, your excitement, and all of that.
So this is a critical time in our history on the planet, and 2023 is this reawakening of our, it's just our reawakening of our spirituality and our transformation along this ascension timeline. So these events are designed to really awaken you, to really bring you to remember who you are, why you're here, your galactic origins, the power, the personal power we have within us to shift into the planet that we really want at the most optimum of potential, to align our body, mind, and spirit to get there. So these, just to be together in person, activates forgotten memories, activates light codes, activates DNA, and most of all, activates your happiness cells, because the joy in coming together is just extraordinary. So we invite you to come and be with us in any of these events around the world. And even online, we try to create that same energetics. Mm. So we love you all that we are creating a mystery school that goes around the planet and off planet.
Exactly, yes. And just a few websites for you. So firstly, of course, the main website, portaltoascension.org, we'll have everything there. You can sign up and get 1,000 plus, well, it's over 3,000 at this point, hours of free conscious content, you know, like a streaming platform where you can browse and all that. And then ascensionconference.com for Portal to Ascension San Diego, ascensionglastonbury.com for the Glastonbury Conference. And then the Egypt tour is going to be on Portal to Ascension, or is on portaltoascension.org as well. So some beautiful, amazing experiences. We're really blasting off. It's time to get exponential. You know, we've been exponential, but now the exponential curve is even going even higher, because it's really time for us to remember who we are, tap in our true potential, and make some change on Earth that's better for, creates betterment for everybody, right? And that's why we're doing what we do. That's why this podcast exists. So excited to see you guys there. AscensionConference.com and Portal to Ascension. Joan, any closing words?
Ascension Glastonbury. Yeah, we're all taking off together. This is the time for which we've been called, loves. Can't wait to see you there.
Love you all.